The local unemployment rate has hit a new all-time high of 35.3% during the fourth quarter of 2021. That's as the manufacturing and construction sectors shed jobs during the period. Joining me now to unpack the print is development economist at Stellenbosch Business School, Thabiseng Moleko. Thank you so much for your time, Thabiseng. Country hitting record unemployment again, sitting at 35.3%. Unemployment, in terms of people, increasing 278,000 in the fourth quarter to 7.9 million. Economists were actually expecting an improvement. Where were you expectations there?
Without a change in economic structure, it's unlikely that we're going to see a change in the economic outcomes, particularly for labor force statistics. I'm surprised that we would have expected an improvement in employment, primarily because we're still seeing the same pattern of growth, which is speaking to some of the numbers that you have just touched on. So we haven't necessarily seen an increase coming from your secondary sector. We haven't seen an increase from industry, manufacturing, and particularly your primary sectors, which are highly labor absorptive. So we're still seeing the same pattern of your tertiary sector, and particularly concerning now is that private households are actually the biggest rise in employment figures, which is absurd and quite concerning in that they generated more employment than trade and also community and social services at 129,000 jobs. This is basically, simply put, domestic workers, gardeners. More people are employed in your homes than in our economy.
Sure. And just on that, Thabiseng, I mean, the largest decreases, as you've, you know, said, in employment were recorded in manufacturing, followed by construction. I mean, these are some of the most labor-intensive sectors. What does this say, then, about the progress of reforms that are supposed to provide opportunities for some of these industries?
Simply put, there's no progress in terms of the labor absorption rate being higher. And I think primarily you can also say that in terms of the outcomes on the impact of labor intensity or what we call employment intensity, there's been very little impact, and particularly on the above. What you're seeing with the higher numbers of unemployment, so just talking about this quarter alone, we've seen a rise to 35.3%, higher than last quarter's 34.9%. This is the highest we've ever seen unemployment since the labor force survey began. We're also seeing a high increase of more than 12% since we started around 10 years ago, more than 12% rise. So it's at crisis levels. I think that we have seen a necessary response to a crisis being what we've seen with coordinated structure, commanding what we should do with health sector. No country has unemployment levels of 46%, expanded definition. People simply have given up looking for work. And we're also seeing 66% of youth unemployment, young people in they drove 10 million unemployed, and we're simply continuing as though business is normal. This is, quite critically, to put it mildly, a crisis of epic proportions, which requires the same amount of effort to respond to, instead of us just simply listening to announcements every quarter and talking about the analysis around the numbers. These are families, these are individuals, these are communities, and it really has consequences on our social cohesiveness.
Yeah. And I mean, the working age population increasing by 143,000 compared to quarter four 2020, increasing 578,000. But I mean, still unemployment in that rate. I would imagine that this speaks to the fact that young people just are not finding work. But just let's go to the impact of COVID. Compared to a year ago, total employment decreased 479,000 and the number of unemployed people increased by 9.5%. Statistician General says that when pre-pandemic conditions return, the performance of the labor force survey is expected to return to its former levels. I mean, it must be noted that even before that, we were in the doldrums. But I mean, doesn't that statement discount the lingering effects of COVID-19 on businesses, the shifts in the operating environment, and also just the permanent trends that COVID has cemented?
Prior to COVID, we had two consecutive recessions, prior to contractions in the economic output. Prior to COVID, we had more than 10 million people still in the unemployed numbers. Prior to COVID, we still had what I call a low growth trap. Prior to COVID, we still had an absorption rate of labor that was sitting at around 40%. Now it's dropped to 36%. But that's speaking to the proportion of the numbers in our employment ready people that are able to work, the working age population, that is quite low, and it's worse than post-COVID. Yes, COVID has had an effect on economic output globally. Mm. COVID has contracted the number of people we've employed by over 1.4 million people, aggregate speaking 1.8 million. Now, the issues I think that we need to be looking at is how do we increase the labor employment intensity level in South Africa? What this means is that our economy is unable to absorb a larger proportion of our unskilled or semi-skilled laborers in the economy. The second is to look at, we still have what I call regional economic concentration levels, and we have several areas where unemployment is higher than 50%, Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, Free State, Mpumalanga and Northern Cape, Limpopo. These provinces are former Bantustan states. And what it's telling us is that the economic participation and economic activity in those areas is truly limited. And interventions have to be put in place to try to revive economic activity in those areas. Otherwise, we will continue to have unemployment levels over 50%. That is completely abnormal, where you have regions where more than half of the people are simply put not working. I think the third thing we've got to look at is the economic structure. What I mean by that is, where is our economic activity primarily coming from? And you're finding that even in our secondary or our tertiary sector, most of our economic activities concentrated in a few firms that control more than 70% of the market share. This speaks to the type of employment. This speaks to margins being cut. This speaks to shareholders being pleased. But the real effect is when SMMEs are constrained, you're not seeing smaller businesses coming into the entry of the economy. You're not going to see the massive employment skill generation that you need. So I think South African economic policymakers really need to start looking at how do we change the growth drivers? How do we change the market structure? How do we enable business to employ more? They're not employing more. Yeah. Households are employing more. And so the reality is, before COVID, we still had crisis levels of unemployment. We're continuing along that, and we're completely ignorant of the effect by just continuing to continue as business as normal. And really, we are sitting on crisis levels of unemployment. It's not normal to have 10 million young people unemployed. So I think we really need to do something about that quite urgently.
Indeed, a dire situation there. And I mean, I guess in conclusion, we really need to start changing the structure of the economy. Thank you very much for your time. That was Ntabiseng Moleko, development economist at Stellenbosch Business School.